weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
My guest today is Alex Rouget, who once upon a time used to be one of the presenters of Bookmark. So I have to ask you, Jane Austen, £10 note, what do you reckon?
That was a question I wasn't expecting. I'm ready to talk about cocktails.
You're here to talk about cocktails,
yes,
I know.
I think it's great. Brilliant. Good on Jane, I say.
Plastic as well.
Well,
another one to please the veg. It's a vegetarian unfriendly £10 note.
And they're also very slippery. They fall out of your pocket quite a lot.
The notes.
The notes, Julian.
Okay. Alex is here officially to talk about the Cambridge Cocktail Weekend, which is at the end of August,
yeah,
I think.
Some 25th, 26th and 27th of August.
And where's it taking place?
At the Cambridge Corn Exchange. The first year was last year. Saw about 2,000 people through the doors over the 3 days. And we're back bigger and better this year. Over 10 bars, all inside the Corn Exchange. So everything goes on inside. There's street food. There's fantastic cocktails. Lots of fun going on.
This kind of goes, of sorts anyway, hand in hand with the revival of gin, which it kind of seems to be mixed up in that sort of area. And I just wondered why, as much as anything else. Cocktails have been around for goodness knows how long, but like gin, they're getting increasingly popularity.
Yeah, absolutely. There is a sort of, I mean, there's lots of talk about how, gin is all part of it because people love gin so much, and then the interesting cocktails has come.
Gin goes into a fair number of cocktails.
Fair number, absolutely. But there's, I was reading something the other day that was saying that in a world that's all about screens and too much information and the idea of the sort of downtime of cocktail hour, the ritual behind it, all that kind of thing is something that we're all longing for again and wanting to get back to. So although cocktails have been around forever, there have been phases when we've been in and out of love with them, and at the moment we're very much in love with cocktails.
And the beauty of it almost, you know, when you see somebody who's, will there be people who can teach me how to, it probably would fail actually in teaching me how to jump. But when the really good barmen, bartenders. Yeah. It's an American, I was trying to avoid the Americanism. When they're producing a cocktail, they're shaking it, they're throwing it behind themselves and catching it. That's they can't be taught. You can either do it or you can't.
You can actually. And funny you should mention that. This very day, we had a meeting with the World Flair Organisation. So we can reveal that they will be hosting one of their heats, one of their finals at the Cambridge Cocktail Weekend. So you will have some of the world's best bartenders showing their skills. And actually, Tom Dyer, who's organising this side of things, will be also teaching people like you and me how to do it if we want to learn. So some of the basics, maybe not the full-on, you know, juggling three bottles in the air, but certainly a little bit about that whole theatre of how to make a cocktail and really impress people.
Because it is theatre, isn't it?
Yes.
As much as anything else, you have to get the ingredients and the combinations right. And it's interesting when you see someone who's, say, new to tending the bar, and they're checking with a colleague as to not just how much of, I don't know, gin or whatever it is you might be putting in goes into the cocktail, but also in which order it goes in, which I guess can be crucial to some of them.
How many times you stir a cocktail that you pour over ice, all these things are really, really specific. And I'm sure
it's the shake and not stirred thing, isn't
all
it,
of
really?
That. Yeah, and I think that what's going to happen is you're going to see this kind of thing starting to be televised in the same way that MasterChef is. That kind of, you know, because they are real, they are such experts at what they do. But also rest assured, there will be just pure and simple, fast and good barmen behind the bars. You won't have to wait for all the juggling before you get your drink. You can go to the bars, order a cocktail from a great bartender and get a drink while you're there. And also there's lots of live music.
Tell me about the music in a moment. I'm intrigued about the pricing for this, because is it one ticket and you get like a, I think if you go to the beer festival, you might get a few pints thrown in for your price. How does it work in the world of cocktails? It could be an expensive afternoon if you don't look out.
Absolutely, yeah. Well, it's the day sessions are just £5 entry, and the evening sessions, which include the live music, are £12.50. Cocktails in your local bars, you'll find priced around £8 and up, but every bar will will be offering a cocktail for a fiver. So there's that subsidy in as part of being there. And lots of the cocktails are sort of at that lower, more accessible price.
And the people on the, I think, 11, you said,
bars
around the room, can... What's the benefit for them being in there? Are these people drawn from bars around Cambridge, or what's the rationale?
Well, it's a mix. I mean, the rationale behind it, Charlie Anderson and Sean Bayliss from La Raza wanted to set it up to showcase the great sort of cocktails that are going on in Cambridge. And you've got four local bars there: La Raza, Tabouche, Hidden Rooms, and Novi. So they're there, and they want to be seen to be part of this growing.
And I guess they want industry. You to go there the following week, don't they?
Yeah,
as well, which is entirely reasonable. Very good places they are too.
Yeah. Absolutely, and it's good for them that you have London Cocktail Week that happens in London, and it's, you know, they've got 250 bars taking part. You know, we've got 10, but, you know, there's time to grow. And then you also got global spirits brands, so you've got people like Kettle One Vodka there doing a Bloody Mary kitchen, so you can go and make your own incredible Bloody Mary with fresh spices. You've got Belvedere Bar, you've got the Monkey Shoulder Tea Trolley. They have a tea trolley with decks on that you come and dance. So all these brands also want to be here because they feel as well that this is a great event to be part of, and it's a growing scene.
And tell me about the music. That's in the evening, as you say.
Yeah, in the evening we have Swagger on Friday night, a great local band, really good party tunes. Big Ten.
Oh, yes.
Energy.
Oh, Big Ten.
Yeah, everybody loves Big Ten. And Sunday night we've got the Indie Tone, so a good bit of indie rock going on the Sunday night.
And are they going to be on stage?
On stage, absolutely.
Okay.
So, you know, during the day you can come in and there's lots of free activities going on. So you can go and learn about flair, you can make your own Bloody Mary, you can do all sorts of things during the day. But in the evening, you go to the bar, you have a few drinks and you enjoy the music.
Now, is it one of these events when it's advisable to book well in advance, or is it okay for people just to rock up on the day?
I think if you know the night you want to go, and you particularly for the music, then it's a good idea to get your ticket in advance. There will be tickets on the door, but certainly we know from last year there was particularly sort of as soon as you got into August, there was a sudden surge in people thinking, right, I want to be there for this particular band. So yeah, tickets are on the Cambridge, we're doing it in association with Cambridge Live, so Cambridge Live website.
And that's easy, good yeah. Ticketing, you've probably already got a login. I think most people in Cambridge, I suspect, have got a login with the Cambridge Live website, so it's all straightforward. Remind me of the dates again.
So 25th, 26th and 27th of August.
Great, Alex, thank you very much indeed.